As we read from the book of Hebrews, chapters 11 and 12, it was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as an inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. It was by faith that Isaac promised blessings for the future to his sons, Jacob and Esau. It was by faith that Jacob, when he was old and dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and bowed in worship as he leaned on his staff. It was by faith that Joseph, when he was about to die, said confidently that the people of Israel would leave Egypt. He even commanded them to take his bones with him when they left. It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin. It was by faith that Rahab the prostitute was not destroyed with the people in her city who refused to obey God, for she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled them with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched flames of fire, escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned into strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. Women received their loved ones back from the dead. But others were tortured, refusing to turn from God in order to be set free. They placed their hope in a better life after the resurrection. Some were jeered at, and their backs were cut open with whips. Others were chained in prisons. Some died by stoning. Some were sawn in half. Others were killed with the sword. Some went about wearing skins of sheep and goats, destitute and oppressed and mistreated. They were too good for this world, wandering over deserts and mountains, hiding in caves and holes in the ground. All these people earned a good reputation because of their faith, yet none of them received all that God had promised. For God had something better in mind for us so that they would not reach perfection without us. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge cloud of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to All Saints Day. Let's join together in a responsive prayer with feeling. Are all ready? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray together. Thank you. The Lord God, by your grace, we are running a race. Patriarchs and matriarchs, prophets and psalmists, disciples and evangelists, martyrs and saints.
We thank you for their example. We praise you for their lives of faith. For all your saints, Lord, who strove with you to live, who followed, obeyed, and adored you, are grateful and we sing.
Lord God, by your grace, we are running a race. Amen. Amen. Well, we are about to see just a few vapors of this great cloud of witness that surrounds us. Before we begin, let's be clear about what we do and don't do on All Saints Day at Lakeland Community Church. We do not believe in canonized saints, saints who have reached some special spiritual status, whom we might pray to receive some special favors from God. But we do believe, and going through puberty right on stage. If you're Scottish, you can just talk that way, but I can't. But if what we do believe in is celebrating spiritual heroes, heroes of the faith, as Hebrews encouraged us to do in the passage we read this morning. And so that's what we're going to do. When we go out and you see these lives, these will be lives worthy to copy. These will be people worth living like. Marta Gilliland, one of our soon-to-be pastors here, she tells us that these are our historical mentors. They show us our faith and how to live it. These are our spiritual heritage. You're going to see lots of ministries that happen here at Lakeland actually have roots 1,000 years ago. So we're not the first time around the block on the Christian bus, and we can draw strength from that, that what we're doing has been passed on from great people, and we will pass it on to great people. And we will see the grace of God at work. The people you will see today are not perfect. They all have spiritual struggles, and many of the displays are very frank and honest about those. So that all of you have spiritual struggles might also see that although Paul, the writer of Hebrews, encourages us to set ourselves free from sin, the fact that we have sin doesn't mean we can't be used by God. Martin Luther King Jr. said, God can draw a straight line with a crooked stick. So let us see the grace of God played out here this morning. You have a map that you were given as you come in. Do note the map is double-sided. There are saints upstairs and down. Saints from Scripture, from ancient history, from modern history. And if you have small children, particularly seek out those that have activities and moments to interact. Be careful to show them the meaning of those activities as you climb into Corrie ten Boom's. As you climb into Corrie ten Boom's hiding place, or you light the incense of Zechariah, take a moment to say, this is someone who believed in the same Lord we do and went before us, and so we are doing what they did. When the bell rings, you'll hear a bell ring. Make haste and come back to here, and we'll have some more prayers and worship together. There are more saints than you will be able to interact with today, so just move relaxed, see the ones that you can, and I think they're going to be with us for a while beyond this Sunday, so no need to get panicky. With that, go forth and see the cloud of witnesses. Family Ministry now has a Family Ministry resource display. You'll find it right outside the sanctuary. There you can find tools that will be helpful for those of you trying to bring up a family in faith, and also information each month which will tell you everything that's going on in the grades kindergarten through eighth grade here on a Sunday. And so hopefully we can help all of our lives flow into this place and out from this place again through the week. So look for the Family Ministry resource area. Next week is our Connection Point lunch. For those of you who are wanting to take a next step into community, you feel like either you're already calling Lakeland your church home and you'd like to announce it, or you're just this close, sign up at the guest relations kiosk for Connection Point lunch next Sunday. Dan and I will be there, and we would love to meet with you and talk and share a bit to get to know you. Everyone is welcome this morning. We're going to have now Fellowship of the Saints. We're going to have a free lunch, chili lunch, directly following the service. So please hang out. Friends, family, we'll be all together and enjoy meal and fellowship together. Now, if you will receive the benediction. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge cloud of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Go in peace.